You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
The new Cleveland Browns draft picks are in. See them in action at the newly renovated First Energy Stadium at the best prices by securing your Cleveland Browns season tickets today. Of course, team president Alex Shiner joined us earlier with a tour around the newly renovated stadium. Almost ready. Think the boards will be up in about a month. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 today to secure your season tickets. We're going to wrap things up. We're going to get one final call and maybe a couple thoughts about some other things in the world here. Tom in Fairview Park, welcome to CBD.
Hey, hey guys, great show. I just had a quick comment and then a quick question. It just seems like the sports radio world is kind of being taken over by shock jock types and punks and stuff. And there was a guy who used to do it here. His name was Jeff Sindelar, the professor. And I got to tell you, Vic, you remind me so much of him because you are like this, like somebody can call your show and you won't ridicule them. You won't, you know, try to make fun of them or anything. Right. And you'll Fine. Actually understand the sport. You know, you're not all caught up with fantasy league mentality on everything. And it's just like it's really a pleasure to listen to you, and it's a pleasure to call the show. And I just want to let you know that's probably the best honor I can give somebody is compare them to Jeff Sindelar. So I'm glad you're here.
Oh, we appreciate being here. This is a blast. Nathan and I are privileged to do this. And did you have a question, too?
Yeah, I just had a question quick. Yeah. I said I was wondering if Johnny Manziel's success is going to run the route like a Cam Newton, where it's like he's really successful with the fantasy players, but not so much with his with the team. You know, it's his stats are going to be great, but it might not translate well to moving the ball down the field and touchdowns for the team. Well,
hopefully, ultimately, it will. To be fair to Cam Newton, they were the number two seed in the NFC last year, 13-3, so they had a pretty solid season, I believe, in what was his third year, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
So, you know, if you were to tell me that in 3 years, even if his numbers were better than the wins and losses for the first two, and you ended up 13-3 in the third year, I think we'd all be pretty happy with that there. I don't think that's the kind of offense, though, that this team's going to run.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I think the biggest difference between, I see exactly his point in terms of, are you going to have an individual put up like great numbers, but the win-loss record doesn't correlate. Josh Gordon really is that from last year, right? I mean, he was historic what he did. How much of it truly contributed to success? And the answer is, very simply, little or none, because it was a four-win season, and he put up great numbers, and that's what we don't want to see. That is that quote, fantasy correlation he's making. I don't think this team is built that way at all. It's a different type of team that won't have the quarterback do the things, or the receivers, quite honestly, to put up the kind of numbers they did last year. If it's working well for the Browns in the Mike Pettin approach, it is going to be that the running game is going to be dynamic. It's going to be dominant. Yes,
yeah.
You're going to see good numbers there. And the defense, hopefully, is of that top five or top 10 variety and consistent and strong and making difference-making plays. That's the ideal blueprint that he has in place. So the quarterback's performance, whoever it is, Johnny Manziel, whoever it is, Brian Hoyer, it's got to fit that model.
A tough team. Team, not an individual. Akin to the San Antonio Spurs. Want to give them a little shout-out on their NBA championship. I'm sure that played very well here in the city of Cleveland. Maybe, Vic, the last and best pure basketball display we'll see in the modern NBA by the Spurs.
Yeah.
Total team game. Nobody stood out. An awesome display there. And beat a team by that point with the kind of the deterioration of Dwayne Wade's game and Chris Bosh's game was an individual. Right. LeBron James doing all he could, but couldn't be enough.
All that passing that they do astounds
awesome
me because it's the only time you see it. I mean, if you don't see the Spurs play,
you don't see it
in the NBA. And honestly, I think it was hard. It's exhausting to kind of watch all that passing. I can't imagine defending against it. Like that too has to be both a physical and a mental wear because you're chasing it in so many different ways. And it is the most football-like approach to basketball. I always say that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think and hats off to him. Yeah, fifth NBA championship, and I don't think there's any coincidence that their system works and those players do well in it. All right, want to thank Sammy Watkins for joining us, the wide receiver for the Buffalo Bills, promoting, while he was with us, promoting the Hall of Fame game that's going to be played down the road in Canton, Ohio, August 3rd. Make sure you're there for that. The Bills and the New York Giants. Want to thank The Miz.
Yes.
And want to thank Hornswoggle, who are going to be part of tonight's WWE Raw.
At the Q, 8 p.m. Be there.
You're going to be there for sure.
And you're coming out after Notorious.
I may catch up with you guys later.
Yes.
I got to take a nap before I do.
Yes, and we're gonna get some video on you. We'll be the notorious TMZ will be all over Notorious will be on TMZ Sports tomorrow, talking into his money phone.
Please do that.
Talking into his money phone.
My money phone.
I can't hear you. I'll call you back later.
It's gonna have to be a credit card.
At least
card
he was
phone.
Polite that he was gonna call back later.
Yeah, he was polite about it. Our great producer Jason Gibbs, Gerard Cherry. Overlooked. Thank you guys. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. CBD, ESPN 850 WKN.
And see you at Raw tonight. Driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.